Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of December 12th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Just a quick Extra Life plug, we are nearly there. It's almost the end of 2018, so we gotta push to get more donations for the kids. Jocelyn hit her personal goal, I hit my personal goal, the team hit its stretch goal. There's still plenty of team members who are waiting to hit their, or trying to hit their goals, so check out the team, bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018. Don't you worry though, with the smashing success of Saturday's stream on Jocelyn's Twitch page, we're looking to have one more event. I'm going to be streaming on December 21st, so be sure to check that out. It's going to be holiday themed. Going to be a lot of fun. For Gamers In, we rocket towards our Game of the Year conversation, but not this week. This week, I'm thinking I'm probably going to get some quiet time and check out this. I'm going to read through this Creating a Champion book. I've been teasing it for a while, and I think it's time to actually crack it open for realsies and talk about it on the show. I've also been playing a lot of the little game that you may have heard of. It launched last week, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate for the Nintendo Switch. It is an amazing game, but boy, is there a lot in there. Now, it doesn't feel bloated. It kind of feels like a good spread. I will say, though, the online play is sort of lacking. I played only a couple matches against Eddie, my co-host from Summoner's Call, in Florida, and there were some laggy hiccups, and this was a one-on-one fight. I know a lot of people are kind of giving Nintendo some hard times, and I think it's completely warranted. It's a service that you pay for. I actually subscribed for the first time to play Smash, and I'm a little disappointed. I was really hoping this was the one that would just work. Now, I'm playing wireless. I don't have a wired dongle. I'm thinking I'm going to pick one up and see how that works. But honestly, the investment to try to play one game online against other competent Smash players is starting to get rather expensive, because a $30 subscription for the year, then a $20 adapter. I don't know. But I'm hearing a lot of people having a lot of issues, because it's like you driving around the road. It's not just you have to worry about. It's everybody else playing as well. So I might go get an adapter, but everybody else hasn't. And there's no way to matchmake by connectivity, right? Because that would be kind of unfair for everybody. So we'll see what they do. I think since Nintendo is charging for the service, they're going to have to really work on getting this game running smoothly, or at least to the point where it's smooth. There have been fighting games coming out for nearly a decade that have had online play, and I think we figured it out. So let's... And I know there's lots going on in Smash Brothers, but there are fighting games where there's lots going on as well, and I think there's got to be a solution. So hopefully they can figure it out. Jocelyn, I heard from her. She's going to be checking out Beholder 2. She was a huge fan of Beholder. It's a sort of... think Papers, Please, but you're an apartment manager. That was at least the first Beholder. Beholder 2 looks like in the same vein, but just beefed up in terms of, mechanics and stuff like that. So looking forward to hearing more on that one. The other game she's been playing, it wouldn't be a trading card game that has come out and we don't talk about on the show, as Jocelyn, as you know, is a huge fan of Hearthstone and does the Angry Chicken. You probably did know that. She is going to be checking out Artifact, Valve's new Dota-based card game. I'm looking forward to hearing what she says, because honestly, these new games pop up and I'm like, man, if I can't get into Hearthstone, I don't see how I'm going to get into this one. So looking forward to hearing her thoughts on that. Finally, big week for Summoner's Call. Fire Emblem Heroes saw Book 3 launch just the other day, so we're going to have tons to cover before the holiday break. So look forward to that. Last week was a bit of a shorter episode. I fully expect this episode to make up for that, so look forward to it. Exciting times, my summoning friends. Okay, well, as I mentioned earlier, I'll be streaming Friday, December 21st, a holiday Extra Life party, if you will. Going to be starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, so be sure to stop by twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA for some holiday cheer. Got some fun stuff planned, some fun games. I want people to join in. It's just going to be a lot of fun celebrating the end of the year, end of our Extra Life campaign. It's going to be good. As for video game releases this week, it's a paltry offering. You've got Earth Defense Force 5 on the PlayStation 4, that's out now, as well as Insurgency Sandstorm, out on PC as well, right this moment. Well, that's going to do it. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.